Hey guys, thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of KeyHire Podcast. Today we talk to Selina Farmer, who's the head of talent management at Founders Factory, which is the incubator and accelerator for startups. Hope you're going to enjoy this conversation. Leave us your rating, your comment, and your feedback. Thanks a lot.
So I thought maybe it would be good to start with just a brief intro into Founders Factory. What do you guys do? How big you are, you know, the journey you've come so far for the last few years, since 2015, I think, when you started off, and maybe what are the plans ahead, and then we can kind of dive into the current situation a little bit as well.
Yeah. So Founders Factory is a corporate-backed studio and accelerator. So that means we have corporate partners who have invested equally in us as a business, and then we use that capital to help founders scale their existing businesses on the accelerator or create businesses from scratch on the studio side of things. And so we have operations team of around 60 people, all dedicated to helping us make these businesses a success. So on the studio side of things, the talent team is responsible for the first three hires of every business that we create from scratch. So that's usually looking for CEO. Generally speaking, another co-founder could be product or technical, and the third member of that team. And usually we think, a team of three could be strong enough to spin out and become that part of that early stage business. So yeah, we have a heavy hand in those first three, and then support the businesses as they go through our portfolio, through the accelerator and the incubator stages. So we generally focus on trying to find CEOs and EIRs for all the businesses we create from scratch, but we also have another route into the studio, which is a founder-led approach. So we've got a community of entrepreneurs that we've spoken to, pre-evaluated, that we think have got the right DNA to start a business, and perhaps the ideas that we've had aren't the right ones for them, or they might have some unique insight or knowledge that we don't have and they want to work on their own idea. And so we help them with a program where they can hone their nascent idea into a fully fledged business proposition, and they can then pitch that business at investment committee. So we started as a five-year fund, and we are looking into the future as to when we extend our fund and which partners we bring on board as well. So yeah, we're still going strong, looking for entrepreneurs. However, with everything changing slightly, the priorities on the accelerator are really focused on the people offering versus the recruitment offering.
Makes sense. And this is probably where we can dive into a little bit on your people offering piece. Maybe we could start a little bit as well with the recruitment. Hopefully we're going to come back to business as usual at some point. So maybe could you describe a little bit about your approach to building that initial team in the incubation phase? Because I think this is something which sometimes can be very tricky, right? How do you match make that initial founding team? What are kind of your guidelines, your experiences there?
So when thinking about founding teams, we know this is more of a relationship versus a recruitment activity. So we have two approaches. Usually we find the CEO first. That is usually headhunting. So either referrals or active sourcing. And we've been really lucky that we have some amazing inbound candidates as well. And our network is quite large, which is helpful. And then what we will try to do once we have the first founder on board is match make them to potential other people they want to bring on board. And it's a bit of internal dating, I guess, making sure the founder feels comfortable that the people that we've introduced them to are people they want to start a business with. Also, again, referrals are a key area here because they tend to do better. But also we have a community. So that community is already pre-vetted. So we know their risk appetite and their motivations are aligned to starting a business. And the one thing that we filter on more than anything is that risk appetite, because these are really early stage ventures. And we're asking a lot of people to come into a business at this very early stage. Usually there's a financial sacrifice they have to take. Is this the right time to start a business? This is, you know, minimum 5-year commitment. So we spend a lot of time nurturing those relationships with those entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. I think that is very key, really evaluating that motivation, making it very clear what it takes to actually jump on a journey like that. So on the incubation stage, I think your proposition to startups is very, very strong, right? Because Founders Factory comes with a very strong brand as well, which means that you're able to network with and pre-vet really exceptional candidates at that founding level, which otherwise might be really tricky for individual founders to find that co-founder themselves.
Exactly. And I think we try to make sure that we're sensitive to the founders' needs as well. So we're not just introducing them to people with all the right skill sets, but also the traits and values that match up with that founder.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there is the growth stage, as you've been mentioning, right? Which is another part of your offering. And this is probably where you are currently more focused on and the people offering rather than the recruitment and talent acquisition itself. Can you maybe speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so we've always had a sort of 360 offering. However, we've been very much focused on delivery and reactive, revisited the people offering and made sure that we've got robust workshops and templates for all the teams in things like benchmarking themselves against the market, working on their talent brand, the employee engagement, setting up their culture, which is super key, especially at these really early stages, thinking about what package and rewards that we will be offering or that we advise companies to offer, managing performance, and even thinking of succession planning and future-proofing their team when they're thinking about getting to the next stage of their funding as well.
Yeah. In the situation that we are today, Selina, I'm sure that, you know, it's impacted all of your startups and yourselves as well. If we can just talk maybe a little bit about what kind of impact it's gotten on you and how you've been dealing with that and how you've adjusted your offering. We can talk about, I think, the aspect of working fully remote and how that's been impacting what you're doing and what kind of coping strategies you've adopted and what you would advise your portfolio, but also the broader community if we think about startups and growth startups as well.
Yeah, so we are in very strange times right now. I was thinking about why we've made the decisions we have in terms of the innovative ideas that we've tried to put in place to make sure that we're fostering connection and our values, embracing uncertainty and remaining decisive, and also suggesting solutions, not problems. And this happened, this self-isolation all coincided with when we were having an investor day. And due to the creative thinking of the team, we managed to host a full investor day remotely with all the founders pre-recording videos. They had a very slick presentation. We had the MC was our head of investment in between each of the presentations, and it just ran so smoothly. And we got some great feedback from there. So I think that was pure value demonstration there from our team, which I was really happy about. And in terms of some of the other creative solutions that we've tried to implement to make sure that everyone still feels connected, a lot of it is around making sure that people feel engaged. We know that everyone is going to cope with this differently. So this is a collective experience. So we want to make sure that we're trying a lot of different innovative things to keep people engaged. Actually, just before here, I was just tuning in to internal cook-along. So once a week, we have a show and tell, and it's by video, YouTube Live, and we dropped into lots of different founders who are cooking dishes. The theme was kale, And so we were dropping in to each of them, all doing different dishes, and it was a competition at the end to who could win. So it's a great
master chef designed by a founder's factory.
Exactly. I actually won last week. So my theme was around pasta. And there was four or five of us competing as well. And it's a great way for feeling connected. It's fun. And also seeing what everyone else is up to. Next week, they're doing something slightly different. A radio quarantine. So everyone's phoned in with requests for songs. And they've got a few, and they're going to play all the songs and all of the suggestions and requests out. We also use the app Donut to pair up people in the operations team. And we've got a separate one for the founders as well. And we're making that a weekly occurrence. So you can stop by for video coffee. I've got a donut after this, actually, as well. Lovely. With someone that I don't work with on the daily. So it'd be good to get to know her better.
Perfect. I don't know the app, actually. So Donut would be like your water cooler conversation. Let's just grab a cup of tea and just chat and do a little bit of socializing.
Exactly. So Donut is an app that integrates with your Slack. So you can attach it to a Slack channel. And it will automatically pair two or three people, depending. You can change the settings, but we normally pair people up randomly from that channel. And they also follow up to say, you know, have you met? So it gives you the stats to see how many people are meeting. Is there any people that are dropping out? But it's a great way to just connect people outside of work. So we try to avoid any work conversations, or maybe, you know, creative work conversations are fine, but, you know, really foster people's curiosity to get to know each other on a personal level.
Yeah, and I think that is so much needed, and maybe even more so than otherwise, right? Under these circumstances, I think everyone really values that. So I love the cooking classes and the competition around that. I love the donut idea. Another startup I spoke with have what they call a game-a-thon. So basically they would get together to play a game online, and they would kind of introduce a competitive element to that as well. So I think this is overall super important for startups to keep in mind, right? How do we engage with employees? How do we socialize? Not only in things related to the work itself, but just make sure that the human connection is there, because this is really what people crave for right now in this scenario.
Yeah, and I think one of the offerings that we have at Founders Factory prior to this, but I think it becomes more apt now, is one of our portfolio companies, Inside Out. They offer video-based therapy and listening ear. And we have been reminding our team that this is something that we offer at Founders Factory in case they need that ear. Because all of the other solutions are very fun, but some people can be struggling. So at least they have something there where they can, you know, escalate their worries somewhere. And we've been working with another company called Day. Their founder used to be at Founders Factory, and they make ethical tampons, and they also are a wellness brand. Yeah. And we've been talking to them about setting up a webinar series, which will coincide with our Women's Committee series, where we have a series of events, which is just around well-being in general, and not necessarily focused on COVID. I think everyone talks about it so much. It's actually saturating our minds. It's nice to think about just maybe healthy eating plans, or, you know, well-being in general, or you know, fitness, and trying to think of the holistic support we can offer versus bringing us back to the fact that we're going through a global pandemic right now.
Yeah, I think it's good to have that balance and exactly take our minds off it and just focus on other topics, quite simply. I love the video-based therapy. And of course, a lot of companies during the kind of business as usual times, they do offer some psychology counseling for employees, which is something super, super helpful. And I think a lot of employees appreciate that. But what you're talking about is just video sessions, right? With a psychologist, right? Or a person that would be kind of qualified to give some guidance if people feel anxious, if they develop different symptoms of anxiety, fear, or...
Yes, with the app, you go through a series of questions to help triage you, to connect you to a therapist. And that session is run directly to the therapist, external from just peer-to-peer. You have someone there who's a professional who can help if there is anything to go forward with.
Yeah. And I'm curious, Selena, if we can touch a little bit on kind of people operations side of things and any patterns maybe that you're observing with your startup portfolio, what kind of challenges startups are facing when it comes to both onboarding, if they're still hiring, or retaining, coaching, motivating the employees, and also how do they deal with situations when it comes to staff redundancies, which is unfortunately something that happens sometimes to certain companies right now. Any kind of guides and tips here that might help?
Yes, it's a tough time here. So we are offering our support on the people side of things when it comes to talking about these people issues and problems. We are advising our startups to preserve runway. And so that means probably actively stopping hiring. So thinking about how we can help coach and train up their current employees, thinking about how can we create value from the team they already have. So internally, the talent team has been working on how we can create some templates and workshops to help these founders. We have been lucky that right now we haven't seen that many redundancies. Obviously, that potentially will be happening. We are trying to help our founders in the best way that we can, and we are trying to guide them with best practice to deal with these conversations. Always, we think that transparency is key. So then there's no surprises. And I feel like for the businesses that we work with, the buy-in from the employees is always that trust that comes with that transparency. So, even if it isn't happening right now, but there is a potential for risk for losing jobs in the future, just being transparent and open, it actually sometimes benefits because the employees can come up with creative solutions to help as well. So transparency from the beginning is probably the biggest bit of advice, I would say.
Yeah. And that goes a little bit into the culture element, right? If we, as you said at the beginning, you're also helping companies, startups define their culture, build and scale it. Can you think of any other values, any other elements of culture, which might be particularly important these days in order to kind of support and sustain the business? Trust, transparency, I think it's super, super relevant, right? And building the loyalty through that as well. Have you seen any other patterns, any other elements that are particularly important today?
Yeah, just even thinking back to Founders Factory values, one of ours is diversity of thought strengthens our collective intelligence. And that shared knowledge is really key. We're lucky to cultivate that founder relationship between the founders as well as between the founders and Founders Factory. And I do think that with everyone putting their heads together, we're actually seeing a lot more creative solutions that can help these businesses as they're growing. The growth mindset is always key, that willingness to learn and take chances. It also sits within that risk element as well. I think there may be a lot of startups that will struggle during this period, but those that survive are going to be a lot stronger.
Yeah.
And so I think it's always going to be hard, but together, I think we can weather the storm.
Yeah, and come out stronger. I think that's there is a silver lining to it, I think. And you've mentioned also the online pitching element, which is perhaps something that we could mention as well a little bit. There has been different pieces of advice online recently to founders who are looking to pitch to investors. Of course, there can be no face-to-face right now at the moment. Any tips in particular as regards online pitching? Is there anything which is different? Any kind of advice that we can give to founders who'd be looking to raise funds under these circumstances?
I think from the things I've seen, and I think it's hard to pitch virtually when you don't get any human response. So when you're talking and you can't see anyone or you can't pick up on cues, it tends to be quite tough because it may sound pre-rehearsed. So if possible, have someone in the room whilst you're recording that pitch, just so you can have that human element, because I have seen a mix of different pitches and I do think the very rigid pre-rehearsed ones don't land very well. So that's a key thing that I've noticed. Also, I know we're all confined to our homes, but trying to ensure that the background and the environment don't detract from yourself and you when you're pitching. It seems a trivial thing to say, but it does make a difference.
Block out your mess at some Zoom background.
Exactly. Definitely think about what that could look like. And I think those are the two main things I've noticed. As I said, it's very total from the pictures that I've seen. And I think those are the two things I'd probably say.
And Sina, shall we try to switch the video back on? I probably might have improved slightly. Oh, it is so much better just about what we've been discussing. I think body language and just picking up on those cues is such a crucial element. It must be nerve-wracking doing this kind of pitch with no ability to actually see the other person and their responses.
Yeah, and just even having like the pause, because if you're just recording your voice and going through a slide, you don't notice if you're kind of losing people, if people look a little bit confused, they smile, and giving that element of pause for the people.
Yeah, absolutely. Any kind of final thoughts, Sina, on talent management, on the maybe people management and the leadership element that you would give to executive teams in startups? Any kind of, something which could be specific to this current circumstances, how to kind of best navigate that, how to keep the morals high with the teams, in the teams, how to kind of manage the anxiety that we know can appear in the team?
Yeah, I've actually struggled with this even myself during the last few weeks, where we've been thinking about we're going to come out of the quarantine into a financial hardship as well. So trying to balance the people side of things with the finances has been something that even I've struggled with when thinking about my team and how what's best for the business. We're always going back to the people, and the value add is something that has helped me feel really grounded. And I think just reminding yourself and everyone around that we've hired the people in your team are there because you believe in them, and their collective intelligence can help create solutions that you probably would never have seen before. So that growth mindset that is inherent in startup people is there to be exploited. So lean into that and help them come up with creative solutions. And I think we've seen some really interesting things just in Founders Factory and how we're helping and changing some of our offering for the founders. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that creativity around when, during these hard times.
Thank you guys for listening to the end of this episode with Founders Factory, Sina Parmar. We really do hope that this conversation was valuable to you. It would be great to have your feedback, to have your comment. If you'd like to leave us your rating as well, that would be super helpful to spread the news about Hire Podcast as well. Stay safe, stay healthy, and until the next time.